So on the technology platform, we covered all the policy bases. So they can use this platform without redoing any of the things we did. We did all the security review of both the hosting environment and the scans at the application level, and it's secure. We've done privacy impact assessment and the privacy policy. We looked at the Paperwork Reduction Act. We did 508 testing. We did user testing. They don't have to redo that. So from a technology platform, it's policy compliant. What I was referring to is the legal rules around which an agency can run a challenge. And because agencies are under different appropriation laws, different authorizing statutes, agencies have different levels of authority. And so the March 8th OMB memo on challenges and prizes laid out the authorities under which agencies may have authority. That is a huge guide for those general counsels to say, which ones do we have? And so agencies do have to look in the general sense, where do they have authority to do this? Then for each challenge is different. And so what are the rules of that challenge and who can enter the challenge? Lawyers have to help with that, and that makes sense. We can help give best practices as well as samples of other rules that have been run on government and non-government sites. But for example, if an agency wants to open up a challenge to kids under 13, Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, and we can tell them why that applies and how. If they want to add demographic information to the submission form beyond what we already have clearance for, they'll have to get another PRA clearance. And so it's that, but it's sort of what you have to do. It's not going to stop people in their tracks.
They talked about during your panel the number of different types of challenges. Are you seeing any trends in terms of where agencies are going? Are they trying to solve specific problems? Or are they just more opening it up saying, what are your ideas to make us do our job better?
I'm seeing it all over the place. I think some agencies are getting their feet wet with easier challenges, whether it's a photo contest or a video contest, more of a medium size or the application for development kind of contest. I think those agencies that have had this explicit prize authority and have been thinking about them longer are doing the more game-changing $1 million. But I've seen it all over the place. Agencies are talking about this. Office of Science and Technology Policy did a full day on challenges and prizes in partnership with the Case Foundation, and they had over 200 people from agencies and a waiting list of another 200 people, and they talked about this, and agencies were asked to bring their ideas to get feedback from the experts on these are what we're thinking of. And the ideas are fabulous. Anything from ending childhood hunger, getting more kids insured in health, to solving some of these problems that NASA described. So I see it all over the place.
I also caught up with NASA's Jeff Davis, the Director of Space Life Sciences at Johnson Space Center in Houston. He tells me about the competitions the space agency is holding. NASA is one of the few agencies, along with the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, to regularly run competitions.
In that first set of pilots, the solar flare challenge was about coming up with an algorithm that would predict a solar flare in the future. And we had set the parameters of that award, and it actually, the result we got in some ways exceeded the parameters we set for the award. So we're very excited about it because it was an algorithm that moves us down the road on coming up with a complete algorithm to predict a solar flare in the future, which is important for us during spaceflight to know what the sun might be doing in the next 24-hour period. So very, very good result. The other two were about food packaging. We were looking for longer duration food packaging, and we got a partial solution to that. And again, another area where we needed some new ideas. And the third one was on a compact exercise device that we got a very good design back to use on future space vehicles. That was in the first set.
Who are the type of people that were offering ideas? Was it industry? Was it just people, the general public? Was it people who had some expertise, but maybe were academics?
We really only know the backgrounds of the winners, and they were engineers and scientists. They were individuals. One fellow was retired, an engineer that contributed to the solar flare challenge. So we're still learning that process. I think one interesting aspect of running these challenges is you may find pockets of expertise around the country that you didn't know existed, where people have a certain experience base that you might go back to in the future.
One of the things that you brought up was people felt really connected to NASA. They want to be a part of the space program, make a difference. Do you think that's why NASA has had some success in short term, obviously, right now, but with getting people to participate and really finding some answers to some tough questions is because of that connection to the space program?
Well, I'll have to say yes in my personal opinion, because we don't really have data about that right now. But we did construct the pavilion intentionally to make these well known that these were NASA problems. And then we got these intangible results back about people commenting about it was great working on a NASA problem, helping solve a spaceflight problem. So we really are very interested in participatory exploration, and so we want to explore that a bit more about linking the public to NASA, actually working on problems.
Where do you see this going in the future? Do you have other pilots, other tests planned, other competitions?
We're running those three platforms. We have a second set of pilots that are closing now over the summertime that we'll have results from. And then we began the NASA at Work challenges, which is our internal challenges. We'll all close this fall. So I think our last count by the end of the calendar year, we'll have about 34 internal external challenges to evaluate and look at the results, which will be a good pilot.
GSA's Godwin says agencies should try to solve specific issues when developing challenges for the public or their own employees.
This is not so much about ideation. This tends to be more about people are looking for a specific product or a process improvement, a new innovation. Sometimes there's a phase of a challenge where people are looking for ideas first, and then the second phase is the solutions to those ideas. It goes to co-creation, and so they're challenging the public to create something. And so it's getting past some of that noise. But the way to moderate that somewhat is make the rules of the challenge explicit. Here's what we're looking for. Here's what you have to do to be eligible, and here's what we're not looking for. And then clearly, and certainly this is on challenge.gov, all the submissions are moderated before they go live. Make sure they meet the eligibility criteria. Some agencies who have run challenges do that internally. Others hire companies to do it because they don't have the resources, or they choose to outsource the package of running the entire challenge. And so there's companies that do that for you.
GSA schedule on the way to do that?
So we had an industry day bringing together, we had over 85 people come. Because this is a new field for government, there aren't many people on schedule who are in this space. And so we put out an RFI announcing the industry day and asking those on schedule who have this experience come, those who are on schedule who want to gain this experience come to hear what the government's doing in this space, those who have this experience but aren't on schedule and want to do business with the government come. And we had from 9 to 1 one day telling people what we're doing in challenges, what we think agencies are going to need over the coming years. And then we had the people from Federal Acquisition Service describe Schedule 70 and Schedule 541, the AIMS, because that's really where these fall, and how to get on it and how to partner with companies on it now if you wanted to. And so there was a lot of time for networking in there, and I think there's already partnerships forming around that.